This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Reports coming up for like 30 minutes, and then I'll be back to continue with your phone calls after this segment. I got lawyers here. I'm getting ready to pull the trigger on lawsuits against the deep state. So it's going to happen now. So I'll have lunch over war planning. We'll be back live. And the war room's coming up. We got so much. Gavin McGinnis is going to be in the studio tomorrow. Allie Alexander's here in town as well. We're going back to your phone calls right now. So please stay with us. Let's go ahead and go back to who I said I was going to go to here. Let's talk to Mike in Kansas. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Are you there?
I am.
All right. Listen, with this indictment, what's going to happen? You remember Mike in Kansas City? That's me. I've been in the feds for a while. But what always happens with this is that you get indicted, they get their cherry-picked jury, they get it in front of a judge who will let them get away with anything, and you're going to prison. That's how it works.
Yes, but there's a separation of powers, so indictments of the president go nowhere. The media is trying to act like they do to create this illusion that the president's a criminal. What they're going to do is indict everyone around Trump to try to get them to then make up lies about the president that are impeachable offenses.
Exactly, exactly. So what needs to happen, in my opinion, no violence, but we can't all keep expecting the president to kiss every bruise on every knee. We, the people, need to get physically in the 3D dimension, get up and get out.
No, I totally agree. We should be going to every Democrat event and confronting them about what they've done. We should be out there taking action. God bless you, Mike. I totally agree with you. Because they're the ones trying to get violent. They're the ones trying to cut people's bank accounts off and everything. I mean, that's trying to kill people, trying to take food out of your kids' mouths. I mean, this is a savage group of dirtbags. Who's been on the longest here? Brian in California has a message to the globalists. Go ahead, Brian.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Good. I just wanted to say that, remember you were talking about that time and you're on the plane and the globalists said to you that everybody will just adapt. Well,
yes.
I mean, they killed Breitbart. They killed Webb. They're going to kill you. Are we just going to adapt to it?
No, I'm not going to adapt to it, and I'm not suicidal. I don't look forward to death. I got kids I want to take care of, but I think they killed me. It's a little bit different than Breitbart or a Gary Webb, but, you know, I'm not worried about it. I get in the car every day. That's a super dangerous thing to do as well. I put my kids in the car and drive around. That's the most dangerous thing you can do. So, sure, I mean, everybody always says, so who's going to start killing? Who are we going to kill? I mean, who are we going to start killing? Because, I mean, everybody always is like, hey, it's time to get violent, and so they're always trying to stir stuff up and blame us for violence. So I'm not saying we should offensively start violence, but people that are talking about violence, I wonder if they've actually planned anything, or is it all just kind of tell the people to get violent?
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm a handyman, and I operate in the Bay Area. I'm in a $7 million house right now. I have stood next to Ray Kurzweil. I have stood next to Nathan Wolf. You can look him up. He's a DARPA cyber.
Okay, listen. You got me ready to have a cream in my pants. So let's just stop right there. I get what you're talking about, brother. I understand. And that's exactly what these bastards don't get, is the very helicopter pilots, the very jet pilots, the very people guarding them hate their guts and can't wait to deliver them to the bottom of the Davy Jones. I understand.
Yeah. We're in your houses. We watch you while you sleep.
I don't think they realize that because they've taken our restraint for weakness, Brian.
I don't know what to do. I'm a former military, former police officer, and I'm just frustrated.
Well, I think while you're talking, please don't do anything, but I think while you're talking is great. We're not going to go riot in the street and kill cops like the left does. Stuff goes off. We just clean house, don't we?
What's the catalyst going to be?
I think we're going to know it when it comes. We want to fix it, but I don't know, brother, but you're getting me. Believe me. Believe me. You're talking the talk that, you know, I already got going on in my brain. We need to hold back. We just need to hold back. But I understand we need to let them also know that we're not scared.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Everyone, Lisa Haven here, and I've got a question for you. Do those at the very top, I'm talking about the globalist democratic arm who is in league with the communist Chinese, by the way, because we know they own a majority here in America, do they want their opposition gone, eliminated, dead? If not, then why is there such a concerted effort of all these groups working against us to ban us from multiple sites, sites that have nothing to do with politics? What am I talking about? Well, let's start with InfoWars' Alex Jones. Months ago, InfoWars was banned from multiple, not only social media sites, but sites that had nothing to do with social media. Check this out. Here's an entire list from InfoWars in which they were banned, the platforms they were banned from. It includes Facebook. It includes YouTube. It includes Twitter, Spotify, and many, many others. But on that list are also a few things that should have never have made the list. I'm talking about LinkedIn. LinkedIn deals with, well, resumes and job qualifications. Or how about Shopify? Shopify has to deal with e-commerce, buying and selling on the internet. Or what about PayPal? PayPal has to deal with sending money to and from people, kind of like that of an internet bank almost, because transactions are made, right? But here we have PayPal banning someone for their political view. Now, the question isn't whether you agree with Alex Jones' InfoWars or not. That's not the question. The question is, why is it okay for PayPal to ban someone for their political view? That's the question. And here's the thing. PayPal, they don't ban criminals. You see, you can be a murderer. You can be a rapist. You can be a pedophile. You can be convicted of multiple crimes. You could be a thief. You could even be a hacker convicted of a hack. And guess what? You're allowed on PayPal. You're allowed to thrive on their platform, but yet someone who has a different view from PayPal or Shopify aren't allowed to be part of their platform? How is it that a political name has been degraded more than, say, your average mass criminal? It doesn't make any kind of sense unless there's a concerted effort by those at the top to eliminate a certain voice. But here's the question. Did it stop at InfoWars? Was it just a one-time deal with PayPal? Absolutely not. They went on to ban Laura Loomer. Yeah, check this out. Here's a screenshot from Laura Loomer's page saying she was banned for, well, hate speech on PayPal. Here we go again. We have another activist banned on PayPal. She's never committed any major murderous crime or is a violent person or has even been convicted of anything violent. Yet she's banned for her political view? When did politics become worse than a murder or a rape or a pedophilia? When did it become such a crime? That's my question. Sounds eerily similar to something that happened under Stalin's regime, right? When he labeled his political activists with some kind of mental disorder. You see, same thing's happening right now in America. But guess what? Laura Loomer wasn't only banned from PayPal. She was also banned from Uber and Lyft. Check this report out. This is from thedailydot.com. Uber and Lyft banned far-right activist Laura Loomer for an anti-Muslim rant. Interesting. So Uber, by the way, she was also banned from Uber Eats, right? Uber Eats and Lyft. What do they have to do with politics? It doesn't really matter what was said, but in all reality, does Uber ban people for being anti-Christian and hating on Christians? Does Uber ban people for being anti-Semitic or against certain things? Do they ban any of that? No. What about, does Uber... Okay, let's think of the risk of the drivers in Uber, because they should be of utmost concern. They get their background checks, right? The Uber driver has a background check and all of that to make sure the passenger is safe. But you see, Uber allows all kinds of passengers. It doesn't matter if you committed a crime. It doesn't matter if you've raped someone in the past or a murderer. Or they don't do a background check of who's in that car, do they? No. Has nothing to do with that. Everyone's allowed. But here... because someone supposedly spoke against Muslims, and I'm not saying it's not right to speak against anyone in that manner, but what I'm saying is because she did something like that, she gets banned. She wasn't being violent, wasn't causing any violence, but yet, why does one voice get censored, but the other side doesn't at all? No one else, just one political voice. Rapists, pedophiles can all ride in an Uber. Can they not? They can all get in and ride, putting the life of the Uber driver at risk. They don't get banned. So who's the worst criminal of all, according to social media and Uber and PayPal and all these companies rising to the forefront to fight hate speech? Well, it's literally become in America more of a crime of hate speech against anyone. And it's not even hate speech. It's a political speech that's being subjected. Political speech has become enemy number one. And I've just proved to you that point. I want to bring awareness to what's really going on. And all I'm asking for is fairness. All I'm asking for is, why don't we focus on the real problem at hand? How about some of the criminality we have in America? How about true love, peace, and happiness, and not attacking one political side for their viewpoint, but everybody understanding that we have differences of opinion? Since when did we become like Stalin's era, to where political activists is enemy number one over any crime? You can rob a bank, and that's less of a crime according to these social media sites. You're worthy to rob tons of banks and still have all these things, social media sites. But lo and behold, if you speak against the globalist, progressive, democratic, liberal arm, you're worthy of being banned from everyday things. How is that fair? People don't get their electricity taken away unless they don't pay their bill, right? People don't get their phones turned off unless they don't pay what's owed to the bill company. People don't get their gas bill shut off unless they don't pay the bill. Why isn't it that way with PayPal? It's understandable if you're not paying what's due on PayPal or paying what you needed to on Shopify, or you didn't pay the Uber driver, or you got violent with the Uber driver, then no more Uber for you. But that's not the case. It's simply your political view, which they're calling and labeling under hate speech. That is how it began. You see, under Stalin's era, they labeled it some kind of mental issue if you were in disagreement with Stalin, you see. So having a political viewpoint became a mental state. And so people were subjected to all kinds of stuff like we're seeing today. But since we have the beauty of the internet, We're seeing it in so many forms and different ways than ever before. So how do we fix it? How do we change things? What do we do? Well, for starters, maybe we could write letters to PayPal. Let them know our feelings and how we believe, you know, suppressing someone for a political view isn't right. Same thing with Uber and Lyft. Why do you ban a political view but not a criminal who could actually put the life of your driver at stake? Good question. And you know, I encourage you, contact your congressmen and senators. Let them start passing bills or making rules or laws, which this needs to stop. We have utilities, and these utilities aren't allowed to turn anyone off with any other reason, really, unless you're not paying your bill. Why are they able to turn us off like that on the internet? For a crime that has not been committed. Just a question, something to think about.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The video I did earlier this week calling out Joe Rogan for his lame interview with Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey got over 800 thumbs down from the loyal Joe Rogan fans, the most thumbed down video I've made in 6 months. If only there was some way for YouTube to protect me from all these people hurting my feelings with their thumbs down. Oh wait, what's this? YouTube will experiment with ways to prevent dislike button mobs. This is not a joke. They're freaking out because garbage videos like the Gillette ad and Elizabeth Warren's presidential announcement get hundreds of thousands or millions of dislikes. By the way, the 800 thumbs down that my video got is nothing compared to the 34,000 thumbs up that it got, which equates to about a 97.5% favorable rating. But I do appreciate the feedback. And the like and the dislike button are great tools to give that feedback. For example, when 22,000 people thumbed down Good Morning America's video featuring the 11-year-old drag kid Desmond is amazing, which equates to about a 95% negative rating, showing that people don't want to see this crap. But the literal world record for the number one most thumbed down YouTube video in history goes to YouTube's very own 2018 Rewind, which they themselves produced in order to highlight the top YouTubers of the year. It was the epitome of social justice warrior propaganda and also featured mainstream celebrities like Will Smith, Trevor Noah, and John Oliver. So 15 million people sent the message with their thumbs down that it didn't represent YouTubers or YouTube culture, and that it was garbage. Something similar happens every time YouTube puts out a corporate video pushing liberal propaganda, like when they released their coming together to celebrate the dozens of different gender identities. Not only did this one have over 300,000 thumbs down, but they also disabled the comments because they can't show that people are voicing disagreement. YouTube's not quite sure what they're going to do to save people's feelings from getting hurt from so many thumbs down and protect other people from realizing that a garbage video is garbage. This YouTube employee said that they may not allow you to thumb down videos anymore unless you watch the whole thing. If I don't like a video, I'm certainly not going to watch the whole thing, which is part of their plan to artificially inflate the ratings of the videos. Oh, and what do we have here? His video explaining that they may take away our ability to thumb down videos as over a 50% thumbs down rating. In other news, Instagram just censored a post from conservative commentator Kayleigh McEnany after she put up that popular picture showing that Elizabeth Warren claimed that she was an American Indian on her Texas bar registration. That's harassment and bullying, they said. Meanwhile, BuzzFeed is pressuring Twitter to censor memes that are hurting Democrats' feelings, saying that Twitter is allowing this altered photo comparing women members of Congress who wore white to the State of the Union to the KKK to circulate on its platform, despite its own policy that it doesn't allow symbols historically associated with hate groups. They want to censor memes from social media now because every day is a new low for the left. Hope you guys pick up a copy of my new book, Liberalism Find a Cure, which came out a few months ago in paperback from Amazon.com, or download the ebook out of your tablet or your e-reader. And I'm sure you like the true story of fake news, which came out about a year ago. It covers all the mainstream media manipulation, the social media censorship, and the liberal bias that we're just being bombarded with. The books are a lot better than I'm sure you would expect, and a lot more serious, too, than these short and sarcastic YouTube videos. So if you guys enjoy my channel, I hope you pick up a copy of one of them on Amazon.com, or click the link in the description below. It'll take you over to the store. Or again, you can download the ebooks onto your tablet or your e-reader. Or if you're not a reader, you can always get your Liberalism Find a Cure t-shirt from my online store, MarkDice.com, and help spread the word. On Thursday, Alexandria Crazy Eyes Cortez released her plan to save the world called the New Green Deal, which is a non-binding resolution that she hopes that everyone will follow in order to save our planet. I had to put in a lot of overtime fact-checking all the reports that I was seeing because I thought there was no way that they could be accurate. They had to be fake news. But what I'm about to tell you is true. In the outline posted on her official government website, it calls for, quote, a huge mobilization to create a renewable energy economy as fast as possible. We set a goal to get net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we're able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. Democrats have been concerned about cow farts for some time now, thinking that they're contributing to global warming. Crazy Eyes also hopes that by the government spending all of our tax money fighting climate change, that it will also provide everyone with, quote, a job with a family-sustaining wage, high-quality education, including higher education, aside from clean air and water, healthy food, high-quality health care, safe, affordable, adequate housing, and economic security for all of those who are unable or unwilling to work. So for those people who just don't want to work, they can get a UBI, a universal basic income, free money from the government for doing nothing. After being widely ridiculed by almost everyone, including Nancy Pelosi, she then deleted the FAQ section from her website. At first, I thought that the screenshots I was seeing online and the excerpts I was reading were satire, but I have the original document, and that's exactly what it says. And a lot of news outlets did report that she was promising money for those who were unwilling to work. The part about the farting cows is true, too. But they have since changed the language to say emissions. Emissions from the cows. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because it gets even better. I saw someone posted this meme with a quote attributed to her saying, quote, we need to invent technology that's never even been invented yet. The memes about her are the best thing happening on the internet right now. But what makes this meme so funny is that this is actually a real quote. Snopes even fact-checked it. Did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez say we need to invent technology that's never been invented? And they said, yes, it is correct. Oh, it gets even better. Not only is her plan going to save the world from global warming, it's also going to end racism.
Because today is the day that we truly embark on a comprehensive agenda of economic, social, and racial justice in the United States of America. That's what this agenda is all about. Because climate change and our environmental challenges are one of the biggest existential threats to our way of life, not just as a nation, but as a world.
So taxing us more is going to end racism and save the world? Am I hearing you right?
We should do it because we are an example to the world. That is why we should do it. And we need to save ourselves, and we can save the rest of the world with us. That is why we should do it.
This poor woman is in so far over her head, and she's so ignorant, but she means well, and she seems so sweet. It's like watching a 3-year-old explain why everybody in the world should get along with one another.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Cute.
I have a girlfriend.
Do you have a side girl, though?
No, and I don't want one.
Are you sure, babe?
Yes.
Cupid pervert virgin!
Right, so he's trying to ruin his relationship by having sex with him. But he's the pervert.
Sure, Jim.
You hottie. How are you, Judy? Huh? What's the big deal in this if you tell me that how the f*** are? If you are busy, then tell me. What does this f*** ignorance mean?
Oh, Oh, my God.
Let me ask you again. How are you?
Bye.
What the f***? What's wrong with you?
Hey, I had a really nice time, but we didn't really click. I'm sorry.
Bet, which is slang for okay or sure.
What is bet? I just Googled it. Seems like a weird response to what I said, but okay, have a good day. Not even going to say have a good day back. You're a f***hole. Just because I rejected you? Well, get over yourself. This is college. Happens that everything works out, nigga. I'm changing my phone number. Don't ever text me again.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be necessary. Watching a film with your girl. Her.
Oh, he's got a nice body. Look at that smile. I'd eat him. Oh my God, that laugh. Be more like him.
Me. That's a cute flower. Her.
Go f*** marry it then.
Don't watch films with girls.
You dating Blank?
Yes, ma'am.
You know he doesn't like you, right? He's mine.
You're ugly.
Oh, yikes, but we are literally dating, so that wouldn't make him mine.
He doesn't know what he wants. I'm a nice girl, and he'll see that you're just an ugly cow with no personality traits. Hey, don't ignore me, ugly cow. Don't ignore me, ugly cow. You're just mad because I'm better than you, and you know it. You know that he'll pick me over you because you're an ugly whore who would do anything for money. I see you reading these. Whatever, I'm blocking. Have a sh- day. You don't deserve him. He deserves a nice girl who won't use him for money. You're so ugly and devoid of personality that he'll come running to me.
Bro, I thought you were going to block me.
Goodbye, ugly cow. Hope you get an STD and die.
But remember, she's a nice girl.
Okay, wake up.
Hello?
Wow, really? Hello?
What?
You can't reply to any of my previous 5,396 messages?
That's how sleeping works.
Hey, hey.
Yo.
Why the f*** have you been answering?
I was sleeping.
I know you don't think it's a big deal, but you need to f*** respond when I text you. Real dick move.
Okay.
You're lucky I ever said yes to dating you. You need to treat me like the privilege I am.
Yeah, I'm going back to bed.
Hi, remember me?
Sorry, who's this?
It's me.
Oh, why are you contacting me? I don't mean to sound rude, just curious.
I want us to get together again.
Sorry, but you broke my trust. I don't feel comfortable being in a relationship with you anymore.
Really, bitch? What trust did I break?
One, you tried to hide the condoms I bought for us because you wanted a baby and I didn't. Then you cheated on me with Blank. Frankly, how am I actually supposed to trust you? You've broken my trust not once, but twice.
You thought I actually wanted to be in a relationship with you again? You're a little who can't handle a baby. Also, don't force me not to do things. I can whatever I want. I'm exploring my sexuality.
I can't handle a baby because I don't have the expenses. You know very well in my situation. With two younger siblings to care for alone, I don't have money for a third member in the family. Second, go find someone who's okay with you having sex with whomever. I'm not.
You broke. Help you die of poverty.
I'll be reporting you and blocking you should you ever contact me again.
You're a sorry excuse of a person. Don't you contact me again.
Crazy bitch. You started the conversation. Tinder profile.
Self-employed, 5'11". Don't really date any guy smaller than this. If we match before you even read my profile and you're short, unmatch. Sorry. I read most of the profiles here. Well, unless you're short as clull. I never judge based on appearances.
But you just said... Forget it.
A guy asked me out today and I told him no, but I wanted him to try harder. Why didn't he try again?
Because he said no.
Who the f***? Cherry Garcia. Actually, don't answer. I hope she makes you happy.
Dumb bitch, I was talking about the ice cream. To be fair, it totally could be a stripper's name.
You doing anything this weekend?
Just going to stay home and study for a bio exam I have on Tuesday, you?
Can you go to men's shoes with me? It will be like data, haha, but as friends.
I'd love to, but I really need to catch up with some notes. Sorry, maybe some other time.
Lol, why can't you just skip school on Monday and study all day?
Sorry, I really don't have that option with this class. It's too content heavy to study for it overnight.
F*** you then! I wanted to help your lonely ass, but never mind. I just picked you because you have a car. I bet you thought I really wanted to go out with your fat ass. LMAO.
You big mad hoe? And why the f*** I want to date your nasty ass?
You wish I would date you?
You sucked Blank's d- for buying you a whopper. I'd prefer not to get close to you. Blocked. Oh look, it's our favourite Ethot doing that retarded eye thing again. $2,500 a month Patreon donation.
You are my god. I couldn't possibly ever thank you enough. I couldn't possibly think of a good enough reward for the very best patron I will ever have. If you achieve this tier, please private message me. I'm not sure what reward I could give you, but we'll talk about it. I love you.
Right, so they banned Sargon for dropping the N-word, but soliciting thousands of dollars for unspecified vague private rewards... That's just fine.
You play with them balls like it's FIFA.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Long time no talk. How have you been?
Good. Emily said you broke your leg.
Yeah, I was cleaning my gutters and I fell off. Classic, lol.
I really miss talking to you. We should go on a date.
Oh, I'd love to, but my leg is really messed up and I can't leave the house for a few weeks.
Whatever. I don't even like you anymore. You're ugly and I hope your leg doesn't get better. You missed your chance with me, buddy.
Okay. Have a nice life. Even with a broken leg, dude managed to dodge a bullet. respect. Swiping right to me means that you're down for a dinner date.
I honestly feel so bad for your mum, to be honest. The poor woman really laid in bed and let your dad pound her musty herpes bound like a construction site, then planted his seeds in her coochie. And those seeds raced to the eggs in her uterus and out of the millions of sperms. It was your unfortunate ugly-ass sperm that won the game and fertilized the egg. Then your bitch of a mum had to go through 9 months of struggle of backaches and nausea and pregnancy cravings to end up going to labor to push out a deformed gorilla with a pothole fat nose and a shiny-ass forehead out of a gaping vagina that invests time and energy in making Tinder profiles to send corny, pitiful-ass pickup lines to bitches on Tinder just so he could score some. I have to laugh.
A simple no would have sufficed.
So my boyfriend is really into rapping, like really into all that. Honestly, a great rapper and can sing quite well. He goes on and on about how it's his dream to become a famous rapper someday. He has a SoundCloud where he currently uploads music there, but they haven't gained much traction. A couple of days ago, though, he called me all excited and saying he was going to go on one of those music shows, The Voice or American Idol, Got Talent or some. I had no clue he even auditioned. As soon as I heard the news, I got nervous. Like, what if he really makes it big because of this? I know the reputation of rappers. They're famous for having a bunch of hoes and cheating on their girlfriends and sh**. What if he makes it big and leaves me for some hoe? I can't let that happen. I love him too much. So I did something that any loving girlfriend would do. I told him I was pregnant. He can't go off to have a huge career if he has a baby. Of course, he was very shook and sort of disbelief when I told him, lol. But I did what's best for our relationship. I don't want to lose him. After a lot of hours talking and convincing, he finally agreed to not go to the show. I can tell he was very upset about it, but I know this will be better for us. He agreed to put his full focus on me and the baby, lol. He's such a good guy. I honestly feel kind of bad, but he can do that rapid either. He needs to focus on us, not trying to become famous and leave me. Obviously, I'll tell him I'm not actually pregnant. I'll just wait a couple of months and claim I had a miscarriage or something. I don't think what I did was wrong. I was looking out for our relationship. No man should choose some potential career over their loved one.
Lying to him, crushing his one big opportunity and ruining his dreams because you're an insecure, jealous bitch.
Hashtag perfect girlfriend. Men are like Bluetooth. He's connected to you when you're nearby, but searches for other devices when you are away. Women are like Wi-Fi. She sees all available devices but connects to the strongest one.
Bluetooth can only connect to one device at a time and would need confirmation from both devices to connect successfully. Wi-Fi connects to multiple devices and can be set without a password. Wi-Fi is the hoe of the 2.4 gigahertz band. So this girl who a guy dumped saw him on New Year's Eve, threw a glass at his head, and then sent this message.
Hey, I'm really sorry about the other night. I think just with seeing you for the first time and being really drunk, it just brought out an unnatural reaction. Honestly, I wouldn't have don't anything like that sober. Hope it didn't actually hit you. If you're up for it, I could take you out for a drink and some food to say sorry. Would be good to catch up. And with a reaction like that, I obviously want to see you again. It's okay if not, though. But Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, ducks. Haha. Here, don't worry. It was all done through intoxication. Probably deserved it. I'll have to pass on the drink. I think the past is in the past, and we should leave it there. Happy New Year, Laura. I wish you the best for 2019.
Yeah, you did deserve it. Kill.
Yeah, being with someone who likes to throw glasses at your head while being surrounded by glasses, probably not the best idea.
You're such a dad, LMAO.
I'm a cute daddy, wink face.
I have a boyfriend. Save that, I'll do you. I just need him to see that when he goes through my phone.
So he's going through your phone, and you're cheating on him. Yeah, your relationship is less secure than a Venezuelan's bank savings. Message from a girl who this guy met once in college.
Do you want to hang out with me tonight, babe?
Sorry, I'm busy today. Maybe next time.
Wow! Wow! I've never been rejected in my entire life. Who the hell do you think you are? I'm the best girl you'll ever know. You don't even talk much. I approached you because you were very lonely and I feel bad for you. And now you're going to dump me? You're the only girl you will ever talk to? F***ing asshole! And go f***ing gator, dude.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide, about to go to your phone calls. But we put a little piece together with Johnny Carson 30-something years ago, being asked, why don't you get political? Why don't you go up there and use your power? Back then, having like 40, 50 million viewers a night. Wow, nobody has anything near that for decades except the Super Bowl. And he explained why he did that. And, of course, radio listeners will hear his voice, but the video is particularly haunting because as he's speaking, we're looking at Stephen Colbert and all these other people that are fake news, hide behind being comedians, but then pose as real news and then say that I'm a KKK member when it's not true. This is a really, really nasty, nasty system, and it's, of course, killed the ratings of late-night comedy. Here it is.
You get sensitive about the fact that people say he'll never take a serious controversy.
Well, I have an answer to that. I said, now, tell me the last time that Jack Benny, Red Skelton, any comedian, used his show to do serious issues. That's not what I'm there for. Can't they see that?
But you're not...
Why do they think that just because you have a Tonight Show that you must deal in serious issues? That's a danger. It's a real danger. Once you start that, you start to get that self-important feeling that what you say has great import. And, you know, strangely enough, you could use that show as a forum. You could sway people. And I don't think you should as an entertainer.
We're taking your phone calls right now. And behind the scenes, there's some incredible stuff going on. Very positive, very negative. A big mix of the two. Just please remember. Thank you all for your support. Thank you for your prayers. The globalists, Hillary, Soros, and their criminal combines work around the clock to try to shut this broadcast down and try to stop you being able to spread the word about it. But on your email, on your text message, and word of mouth, telling people, Infowars.com, the live feeds, the audio, the video, the reports we put out are incredible. And the globalists see it as critical to shut us down so that they can carry out their world government program. I'm going to go back to your calls, but just please remember we're running specials that end this weekend. 50% off Brainforce Plus, our amazing nootropic. When you get it with TurboForce, our latest total body energy pre-workout, 10-hour energy, beyond energy drinks, whatever you want to call it, it's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We also have all the rage, bone broth. Most stuff you buy at Whole Foods is like a little mason jar. It's like $10. It has like one mushroom in it and a half a scoop of bone broth, and it talks about all the great things that chaga mushroom and bee pollen do, which is great. I'm sure it does help you. This is chaga mushroom. This is highest quality bee pollen. This is the amazing turmeric, and then the bone broth from organic chicken boiled down. And one scoop of this, I'd mix it in with whey, mix it in with some milk, mix it in with some berries. Then it tastes pretty good by itself. You know, you just gulp it down for collagen, for bones, for stamina, for everything. Leading brands are $60-$70 for stuff that isn't as strong. This is normally $39.95. It's 50% off. $19.95. It was sold out for months. We got a big shipment back in. I want you to experience how great Ultimate Bone Broth is today at InfoWarsLife.com. You notice it's one of the products mainstream media demonizes and attacks all the time because they know how important it is. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he live or be he dead, I'll ground his bones to make my bread. Until the 50s or so, people baked their own bread in most areas. You still do some store-bought. And you ground up the beef and the chicken bones. I mean, mom would be in there, you know, putting it into a grinder, hand grinder, the chicken bone or the beef bone, and then mixing it in with the bread, because that's what everybody did, because you just knew, because it had the minerals and everything in it. That's where it would concentrate in. Well, the fields are depleted, the minerals are depleted, the cofactors are depleted, and nobody's grinding up bone anymore in there. So it's right here, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Take action today. Thank you all for your support. But whatever you do, I thank you for your prayers. That's number one. Please spread the word. And the number three, support us financially. And please support our local stations as well. They're very, very important. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? Darren. After that, we got William. It was actually a little bit longer. And then Dante. Let's go to William and then Dante. William in Oregon, thanks for holding here on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's good to finally talk to you. I've been listening to you for a long time.
Thank you.
You know, you had asked earlier about Robert Mueller, but it's been so long. I'll go ahead and mention the point that I had, and then there were some blessings that I'd like to offer you, because there's just some crazy stuff going on in the world. You know, things are really spiritually moving. I see what's been going on in your show. You guys have been talking about things moving spiritually, and all the things that are happening are connected. And you can barely talk about one subject without talking about, you know, touching on 50 other subjects. And so, you know, you're talking about Mueller and what he's doing and stuff like that. He is way beyond his own authority. You know, he had a lot of autonomy to operate when he got started. But now he's very clearly stepped beyond the bounds of his investigation. And all that's left is for him to be stopped because he is, like you said, you know, ironically, you talked about the three-stage MIRV weapons. Well, I was in the submarine force in the Navy, and I worked on weapons. It's very, very similar to that. I know exactly how their mission operates. They go to a target, and they kill that target. That is what Mueller is doing. He is out to kill Trump. I don't know about physically or spiritually or any of that other stuff.
No, he's on a seek and destroy mission.
Yeah, absolutely. And he is not going to stop unless he is stopped. That's how these things work. He's a weapon, and he's being used against this country. And I am just sick of people in our Congress just playing footsie with Democrats who are saying...
That's because they're all keeping their heads down.
We have open socialists in our government now. It's insane.
They're trying to collapse our border, William. You're absolutely right. It's just mind-blowing that we've gone this far. They're trying to end the First Amendment. They're taking bank accounts away of thousands of prominent conservatives, and Congress does nothing.
Exactly. And why? Why are they sitting on their hands? Why do we have cowards? Why have we elected these people into office? You know, we have this corruption in our election system going on, so we are powerless to do anything. I mean, like, that is our one voice, and they have taken it away from us.
Well, they can't stop you from spreading the word and doing your own broadcast, but I agree, brother. We're 2 minutes to midnight. Thank you, William. Amazing points. Dante in Illinois, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother.
Okay, I just got one thing to bring up. I know Trump's got to stop playing defense and playing their game. He's got to address the national emergency to secure the border, first of all, but there's three dominoes that need to fall afterwards. First thing is to remove the censorship. He needs to take out antitrust against big tech, try and break up some of those monopolies. Secondly, he needs to declassify that FISA and shift the focus back onto them, make them play defense for a change.
Yes.
Lastly, he needs to get Whitaker on Mueller. He needs to sick him on Mueller like Mueller's been
sick
on him.
He needs to create a special counsel investigating the entire Russiagate situation from Uranium One.
So once they blow that open, maybe we'll get some more of a populist, you know, uprising again and get the socialist stuff out of here.
I agree with you. Anything else?
I was just firing off my points pretty quick, but yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I mean, like the last guy said, it's a spiritual thing, and I sense the spirit, and I understand as Christians you want to turn the other cheek, but there comes a point where we got to stand our ground.
Absolutely. God bless you. Darren in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, first of all, I don't think the American people are going to do anything about anything. I mean, look what the government's done so far. They ain't done nothing. And second of all, I find it amazing how when the Bushes visited the White House the next day, they came out with this this new prosecutor. And then, you know, he's part of the cover-up of what happened back there in the 80s, Iran-Contra and all that stuff. And then lastly, you know, you and Stone, you kind of like, you guys make a show of the president. You're watching him get ready to surround him, and then you guys just make a show of it. Instead of, you guys got his number. You can call him. You can call people.
No, I don't. I haven't talked to Trump in a long, long time.
Well, Stone knows people. Stone knows where the bodies are buried.
Well, no, they're trying to put Stone in prison right now, but.
I know that, but you know what? Stone saw it coming, and he could have said, hey, Mr. President, they're coming after everybody. You need to do something.
He has said that. I think we don't have these magical powers ascribed to us, but I hear what you're saying, Darren. It's a serious situation. Owen Benjamin is coming up, and I don't want to cut into his time. So Mike, Gary, Luke, and Sue, I apologize for not getting to you. We'll get to you if you call back in tomorrow. I promise we'll have open phones. We're in the war room today, 3 o'clock Central. But I understand your frustration, listeners. We're all in this together. Let's just lean into it and focus on it and take action and not back down. Owen Benjamin, the comedian, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.